This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The man who predicted the God particle has died at 94. But before we get into that, Roku has released a line of TVs called the Pro Series after first unveiling the collection at this year's CES. These televisions are packed with tech, with the standout feature being mini LED backlighting for better brightness and contrast. The 4K TVs also boast QLED panels, HDR10+, Dolby Vision, and a responsive refresh rate of 120 Hz. The company is calling them the ultimate TVs for streaming. The Pro Series line is available now from Best Buy, Amazon, and Walmart. Prices start at $900 for the 55-inch model and rise up to $1,700 for the chunky 75-inch version. Head over to Engadget.com and learn more about the Roku Pro Series. And it's tough to give a blanket recommendation for ergonomics, as the term most accurately translates to what works best for your body, and all bodies are different. But if you've landed here, chances are you're looking for a keyboard that's easier on your shoulders, neck, and wrists. Traditional keyboards keep your arms close together and force you to splay your hands outward. After a while, that can feel straining. By shifting the orientation of the keys, ergonomic keyboards can keep your upper body in a more neutral position, preventing you from twisting or overextending your hands and arms. We've broken down the various features that make some boards more body-friendly than others and tested a handful to come up with the best ergonomic keyboards to suit different needs and preferences. Check out our list of the best ergonomic keyboards for 2024 at Engadget.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Peter Higgs, the physicist who predicted the Higgs boson particle, has passed away at the age of 94 due to a blood disorder. His work proposing the particle and showing how it helped give mass to some matter won him the Nobel Prize in 2013. The Higgs boson is informally referred to as the God particle after a book by Nobel laureate Leon Lederman. Higgs came up with the idea in the early 1960s as an attempt to explain why atoms have mass in the first place. The research didn't get any traction in scientific journals, primarily because few understood the concept, but he was finally published in 1964. This was just a theory at the time, but led to a 50-year race to prove the Higgs boson particle actually exists. Scientists hit pay dirt in 2012, thanks to physicists working at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland. It took 4 years of experiments, but the Higgs boson particle was finally discovered, proving his ideas and adding a major puzzle piece to the corpus of particle physics knowledge known as the Standard Model. As a matter of fact, modern theoretical physicists have posited the existence of up to 5 Higgs boson particles that fill up what is now called the Higgs field. Scientists hope to use the Higgs boson to one day find proof for ever-elusive dark matter. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, which awards the Nobel, wrote about the importance of his discovery ahead of the ceremony in 2013. Even when the universe seems empty, this field is there. Without it, we would not exist, because it is from contact with the field that particles acquire mass. The Nobel was shared with François Englert, a Belgian theoretical physicist whose work in 1964 contributed to the discovery. At the beginning, I had no idea whether a discovery would be made in my lifetime, Higgs once said. He leaves 2 sons, Chris and Johnny, his daughter-in-law, Suzanne, and 2 grandchildren. His former wife, Jody, a linguistics professor, died in 2008. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.